only at Rosie on the House can we make good news of personal income tax.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Without income taxes, without that 16th Amendment, we wouldn't have gotten the Roosevelt Dam funded, which created a stable water. We had a big flood. Then we had a big drought. And people went to Washington and said, we need help. And the progressives came through. President Roosevelt authorized and got Congress to bring the money together to build Roosevelt Dam. And that stabilizes our water and makes life in the central Arizona Valley, Phoenix area possible.
In the progressive state of Arizona.
That's right.
I think we enlightened a lot of people today. I'll bet you if you ask 100 Arizonans if we were a progressive state, 99 would have said no.
You're probably right. In fact, there's a lot of people who would have said, no way!
Because you're applying it from 100 plus years ago. A progressive then is not what you a progressive now.
We were born progressive.
Right. And President Roosevelt, he summed it up, I think, a good quote for even today. He says, this country will not be a permanently good place for any of us to live in unless we make it a reasonably good place for all of us to live.
Teddy Roosevelt, 1912.
Mm-hmm.
Assistant Professor of History, Dr. David Dean. I thought I had you stumped today. I didn't. You continue to amaze us with your reservoir of knowledge. Victoria, thanks for joining him and getting him here on time today.
Oh, no problem. I was the one that overslept this morning, actually.
All right. So when do you get to go home to Mom and Dad in El Paso?
I go home the 26th of April.
All right. And then you're back for how many more years at GCU?
One more year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Can you remember being in your last year of college? 1 year to go?
Yeah, it was like 40 years ago. Something else happened that year, too. Got married during spring break.
Yeah, we did. All right, we've got the Arizona Staycation. You can only win it one place at rosieonthehouse.com.
Our April winner got to go to the Grand Canyon and stay at the Yavapai Lodge.
That's hard to beat.
Oh, it
that
is. Mid-century modern buildings. They have just really cool rooms, pet-friendly package. You can bring your dog. They even lend you a kennel. So just really easy place to stay. They have a tavern, a coffee shop, and buildings from Route 66. But just really cool place to stay. And if you want to go in the summer, they have air conditioning, which not everybody does up there. So that's a great place to think about for a little summer staycation of your own. But in 2 days, we're going to draw for the Snowflake Staycation, which is the May staycation. Sorry, I lost my page here.
Snowflake, Arizona is a cool little corner of the state.
It is. You're close to state parks. You'll get passes to the state park. You'll get to stay at the Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast and a basket to go in your Sanderson Ford.
Arizona Highways gift box. So you go to rosieonthehouse.com, register. Every month we pick a winner for an Arizona staycation. When we pick that winner, we empty the bucket. There's no more names in the bucket. So you have to reapply next month. Put your name back in the bucket. Re-register and get in there for a chance to win one of 12 monthly Arizona staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. You get to go to Sanderson Ford, 64 acres of Ford vehicles, pick the vehicle you'd like in their demo lot to take. Sanderson Ford gives you the keys. It's full of gas. We have gift baskets from Sibley's West, Arizona Highways.
Sphinx Date Ranch. Yummy, yummy baskets.
Coyote Oatie cookies. Jennifer gives you a gas card. We arrange for your lodging, and you have a whole staycation right there.
And if you go to our website, you can just click on the little staycation button, and you can sign up, and you can see we're doing a little different this year. You sign up for a place to go. We've already built out the staycations. So you sign up. If you want to go to Heritage Inn Bed and Breakfast in Snowflake, you need to sign up by April 16th.
Okay. There you go. That's only available. Only place in the world that's available is right here at Rosie on the House. And again, we'd like to thank Sanderson Ford for being a big part and participant of that.
I just saw this little feature we just put on the website. I don't know who did this, probably Romy. It's 2 days, 17 hours, 20 minutes, and 15 seconds left you have to register for
Jen,
the May.
Jen found that. Isn't that cute? some free service does an automated countdown. It's really cool.
That is cool.
Okay, we are going to switch subjects now. We're going to go from talking about the progressives and the installation and instigation of the personal income tax to trees that talk to each other through their root systems.
How are we going to make that transition? Are we going to defenestrate Dr. Dean out the window here? There's a Palo Verde he could catch. Or are we going to let him osh fart out the door this way?
Yes.
Every time y'all go to Europe, I get new words.
Yes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I'm sorry, but I don't osh fart.
That's German for exit.
Okay.
You can exit out the door, or we're going to defenestrate you out the window.
Now, look, before you leave, you're going to try some of this Cajun boudin we got in here.
Absolutely.
Right? Biscuits and boudin and homemade fig preserves. We always have a little Cajun feast in here.
Brought a little doggy bag and everything so I can take some home to Marion, too.
Very good. Well, thanks a million for coming in. But seriously, we're going to talk about, I was reading in the Smithsonian Magazine, March 2018, yesterday, about trees that talk to each other through the fungus in their root system.
And the German professor that wrote the book on that, our guest in the next hour, has read that book.
The trees in Africa talk to each other when the giraffes start chewing their leaves. That's why the giraffes have to eat into the wind. Because downwind, the trees are now excreting a poison. It's trees talking to each other. You gotta stay tuned for this.